Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Friday the 13th of May, 2011. All of the technology news on a really bad day. Ofcom has published its report into the 4G use in the UK, and its warning, don't see it as a nirvana, don't see it as something that's going to save you, because our results show that 4G gains in cell spectrum efficiency will not be enough to keep pace with the demand growth and the topology and increased gain of importance in 4G network capacity. I have no idea what that means, but I'm guessing it means there's not enough. So if you want to get your data problem solved, 4G's not the answer, people. iPhone 4 and iPad 2 is suffering huge stock shortages worldwide, but particularly here in the UK. It's all down to the fact that the China manufacturing plant can't find staff, and also the natural disaster in Japan means that components are a little bit in short supply. However, get your name down on a sheet and keep plugging away, people. One will come up eventually, I'm sure, just before iPhone 5 and iPad 3 come out. Police are investing in software to track online suspects here in the UK. The software, named GeoTime, is already in use by police in the state, but it will build a three-dimensional graphic of a person's online activity. Whether that's legal or not, I don't know. There's a lot of privacy concerns, and there's a lot of questions whether they'll need to do it through court order, but we'll have to wait and see. MOD is also looking at it as well, which means MO5 will know where you are. Virgin Media is slinging out 500 gig TiVo boxes like they're confetti. For $49.95, you can get one of these on a standard installation charge and service, and the existing XLT customers will get the TiVo offering for an additional £3 a month. If you're on the medium package, then you're going to have to fork out £8 a month. Bad luck. Now, Chromebooks are definitely coming our way, thanks to Google saying so at the I.O. conference this week. And the Three Network here in the UK has decided that they're going to back it with data. If you want one of the Chrome netbooks, then you can go to Three and get a deal that's subsidised with a 3G data connection and an always-on functionality. The prices don't look too bad. At the low end, they're pretty bad. 500 meg a day costs you £3. But for 7 gig for a one-month pass, it's only 25 quid. And that includes a subsidy on the unit. So that's not too bad. Facebook is in a bit of trouble this morning because it's been revealed that they hired a firm to smear Google. Quite how you smear Google really badly when all you do is have a social network, I'm not entirely sure. But one of the things that they're saying is that Google is cataloguing and broadcasting every minute and every day, and people have a right to know and to stop them. Fujitsu has released a convertible Tide tablet. It's got an Atom processor, Z670, and it runs Windows 7. It looks nice. It's 80,000 yen and it's only available in Japan at the moment, but it's going to be about $1,000 when it hits the US, perhaps. Opened out, it does look very good. I'd be very tempted. Motorola Droid X is coming on the 26th of May as well. The fantastic new phone will have great specs. There'll be a Tegra 2 1 GHz processor, 4.3-inch screen, and 1080p cameras, forward and rear facing, at 8 megapixels apiece. It does look rather nice, but I'm not sure it's worth the price they're going to charge. Now, some of you may like your music, and you may know about FL Studio on Windows, and lots of people have been saying, when's it coming to the Mac? Well, it's not coming to the Mac. What it is doing is coming to the iOS device, though. There's no word on the price of it, but it will pop up in the iTunes store, and you will be able to use it on your iPhone and your iPad. And another fantastic application for the Mac, Alfred, has gone to 0.9 in terms of its version, and there's plenty of extra stuff added. It's got global hotkeys, sync options, custom terminal commands, and improved iTunes DJ, and lots more. If you want to know more, follow them on Twitter at AlfredApp. Now, if you like your touch interfaces and you really want to move even closer to Minority Report, you just took a big leap forward, because Zero Touch has created the Optical Multi-Touch Force Field. It's a fantastic looking thing. It's got a frame around it, and what it does is effectively create a whole wave of lines that go across it that are invisible because they're electronic. And then what you do is you put your hands on it or through it, and it registers the break in the pathways that are there, and you can move all over the place. And there's a video on there that's been posted on New Scientist, and it looks absolutely stunning. And Fujitsu has come out with a foldable laptop as a concept too. It looks really, really good, and it folds away in on itself so that actually the keyboard folds in half and the screen folds in half. Whether they'll make it work or not and sell it is a big debate. Now, if you're an adrenaline junkie and you like your surfing and that kind of stuff, then you're going to love the Scarpa Off-Road Power Board. It's coming in December 2011, just in time for Christmas, and there's a great picture of it in red, which makes it look like Santa's sleigh. And it's got a Caterpillar system underneath that drives it up to 18 miles per hour with a 1.5 kilowatt DC motor. It looks absolutely stunning, and I bet it's loads of fun. I certainly want one, and I'm too old. And finally, Bang & Olufsen are at it again. You can now buy in the US an 85-inch 3D TV. It's coming to North America, and it's going to cost you $85,000. Yes, the people that are taking the Mickey left, right and centre have taken it 85,000 times over. Don't buy it, people. There's loads more stuff out there. Come on. If you've got a story and no one wants to listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We'll be back with Bagel Tech Friday at 11 o'clock today with the photo show, and Sarah is dialing in from San Francisco this evening live. Oh, won't that be wonderful? So join us if you can. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.